United Nations Information Service reports that another outbreak of cholera will come with the next rainy season in September or October, because the root causes of the outbreak in 2008 have not yet been adequately addressed. Zimbabwe's preparedness for the outbreak will also be affected by the health workers' strike that is now in its second week. Wilfred Manda, the head of the Liberation Veterans Forum, recently said, "Some have averred that with the formation of the inclusive government, the MDC now has one foot in the door of government. What is lost on the proponents of this argument is that, following the 29 March 2008 electoral defeat, ZANU-PF and its leader already had one foot out of the door. However, with the formation of the inclusive government, ZANU-PF now has both feet inside compared to the MDC's single locomotion appendage within. It does not take a fertile imagination to visualize the outcome of a contest between an amputee and an able-bodied athlete." If you would like to get a copy of Wilfred Manda's paper entitled "Wither Zimbabwe's Inclusive Government," please email fresh@kubatana.net. A recent combined Harare Residents Association statement points out that roads are flowered by potholes, street and traffic lights are not working, piles of garbage are littered at most street corners in the residential areas, and raw sewage still flows in most high-density areas. Kubatana notes that our cities have few functioning garbage removal trucks, but Mayor Masunda gets a $152,000 Mercedes-Benz. Clearly, this mayor has got his priorities wrong. A report by the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, titled "Taking Transitional Justice to the People," said that Zimbabweans wanted the opportunity to talk about their past. They want to talk about political violence, and they need a platform to do so. But participants in discussions with the NGO could not agree on the starting period for transitional justice. While challenges in handling the Rhodesian violations were acknowledged, there were serious concerns that leaving that era uncovered was an injustice on its own. It was pointed out that the seeds of current violence and impunity were sown during that time. Protest singer cum political activist Viomac wants all MDC-GNU leaders to declare their personal assets in a bid to hold Zimbabwean leaders accountable. According to the Prime Minister's website, MDCT stands for a new era of democratic and transparent leadership. So what better place to start than with them? If MDCT take up Viomac's challenge to come clean, she hopes it will encourage Mugabe and ZANU-PF to follow suit. Email the MDC on mdcnewsbrief@gmail.com and ccfresh@kubatana.net and ask MDC politicians to publicly declare their personal assets. According to a report from Community Radio Harare, Kuwadzana has gone for almost a week without water. The cause of this is said to be the destruction of the main water pipe by Harare City Council employees who allegedly broke the pipe when they were digging trenches in order to repair sewer pipes in the suburb. When contacted for comment, council officials were unable to give a specific time frame in which the situation would be rectified. If you are experiencing the non-delivery of water in your area, please email the City of Harare Public Relations Department on wms@hararecity.co.zw. Are you sick and tired of getting harassed at Zimbabwe Republic Police roadblocks? If you feel that while being questioned or searched at a roadblock, the ZRP details involved have harassed you, hinted for bribes, or have been generally aggressive, you must report these incidences. All ZRP details should have their rank, name, and numbers on their uniforms. The ZRP public relations say that there is no such thing as a spot fine. Reports can be directed to Superintendent Ngube on 0912-719-730 or 011-769-768. For more information on any of these items, please visit the INZWA page on www.kubatana.net or email fresh@kubatana.net.